And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 19th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "There is only one way to achieve happiness on this terrestrial ball, and that is to have either a clear conscience or none at all." Ogden Nash, born in Rye, New York, 1902. It's the birthday of the woman who created the little black dress, Coco Chanel, born in Saumur, France, in 1883. She was an illegitimate child of very poor parents, sent to an orphanage. When she turned 18, she went to work for a tailor. She was a mistress to one wealthy man and then another, and with the money that they gave her, she set up her own millinery shop and became popular because she took men's styles and she made them feminine. She made loose clothes from jersey, short skirts, suits, comfortable, stylish clothing for women, and no corsets. And then she expanded into the perfume business and created Chanel No. 5. When she died in 1971, she had ruled over the Paris fashion industry for almost 60 years. Coco Chanel, who said fashion fades, only style remains the same. It's the birthday of the writer Frank McCourt, who died 1 month ago today. He was born on this day in Brooklyn, 1930, born to Irish immigrants. Family moved back to Ireland when he was just 4, where he had a difficult time growing up, extreme poverty, alcoholic father. 3 of his 6 brothers and sisters died from malnutrition and disease. Made it back to this country when he was 19, was drafted into the Army, went to college on the GI Bill, became a teacher, taught English in the New York public schools for 30 years. And after he retired, he wrote down his story, the memoir of his childhood. Angela's Ashes came out in 1996, won the Pulitzer Prize and the National Book Critics Circle Award. Wrote 2 more memoirs after that, Tiz and Teacher Man. Frank McCourt said, "People everywhere brag and whimper about the woes of their early years, but nothing can compare with the Irish version, the poverty, the shiftless, loquacious father, the pious, defeated mother moaning by the fire, pompous priests, bullying schoolmasters, the English, and the terrible things they did to us for 800 long years. Above all, we were wet." Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled Whirlpool. In the morning, after much delay, I finally go down to the basement to replace the broken dryer belt. First, I unbolt the panels and sweep up the dust mice and crumbling spiders. I listen to the sounds of the furnace, thinking things over at the beginning of winter. Then I stretch out on the concrete floor with a flashlight in my mouth to contemplate the mystery of the pulley tensioner assembly. And finally, with a small, keen pleasure, I slip the new belt over the spindle, rise, and screw everything back together. Later, we have a birthday dinner for my wife's grandmother, who is dying of bone cancer. Maybe if they dial up the chemo, fine-tune the meds, we'll do this again next year. But she's old, and the cancer seems to know what it's doing. Everyone loves her broccoli casserole. As for the cake, it sits on the table, a small brown mountain we can't see beyond. That night, I empty the washer, throw the damp clothes in the dryer. For half an hour, my wife's blouses wrestle with my shirts in a hot and whirling ecstasy, because I replaced an ancient belt and adjusted the pulley tensioner assembly. A poem by George Bilgear, Whirlpool, used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.